Blog Talk Radio.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun. Day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one.
Watching like both like trying to do this and watching the draft on the WWE Network at the same time. So if I do any pauses or anything like that, just try to bear with me. So we're going to talk about the first 30 that have been picked in the draft. So just hold on here.
Well, the drafting is continuing here. We've got everything here left. So let's bring down the rules here for everybody, just to keep everybody on the same how we're running things here. So Monday Night Raw, they've had the first overall pick each time we get into a round of draft.
And due to the length of the show, SmackDown Live receives two picks, and Raw gets three, one per hour.
So the tag team tour has one pick unless a commissioner or the general manager only wants one member of that team.
Yes, Vicky.
Finn Balor going to Raw and get to reunite with And Gallows and Anderson, because if everybody knows the story, wait a minute, did they just rewind this or something?
Yeah, and that jump again.
Yeah, they did a jump on here. Something's wrong with their on their end. But anyways, like, who would have thought their third, you know, Raw's third pick would have been Finn Balor? So this should be interesting to see how him and Gallows and Anderson is gonna, you know, how this is gonna happen. And plus with their history, where Finn Balor started the Bullet Club. So it should be an interesting story with that one. Let's see. Let's go with the second round, if I can find it. Let's see. Raw pick Roman Reigns, SmackDown John Cena. Raw Brock Lesnar, SmackDown Randy Orton, and Raw with the New Day. Let's see, third round picks. You have Raw with Sami Zayn, SmackDown with Bray Wyatt, Raw with Sasha Banks, SmackDown with Becky Lynch, and Raw with Chris Jericho. Fourth round pick. Raw pick Rusev with Lana, and SmackDown pick Miz with Maryse. Raw pick Kevin Owens. SmackDown pick Baron Corbin. And Raw pick Enzo and Cass. Let me try to find the fifth one. Okay, there we go. Fifth round with Raw, Luke Gallows, and Carl Anderson. SmackDown pick American Alpha, which will be a exciting tag team to watch. Raw, The Big Show. SmackDown, Dolph Ziggler, and Raw with Nia Jax. Now with the final televised round that they shown on TV. Raw with Neville, SmackDown with Natalya, Raw Cesaro, SmackDown with Alberto Del Rio, and Raw with Sheamus. So we're going to take a little bit of a break, and probably we'll talk about more of the draft and also with tonight's main event and all that good stuff. So we will be right back.
Between a boy and man, she was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan. Flashing through the sandbar, talking by the campfire. It's the simple things in life, like when and where. as strange as when the leaves began to change. Oh, how we thought those days would never end. Sometimes I hear that song and I'll start to sing along and think, man, I'd love to see that girl again.
Man, I'd like to see that girl again.
And we were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song, sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow, singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long, singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long.
Get that money, keep that power, no, they not the same thing. Money can't be anybody to somebody that nobody. When it come to power, super small and maintained. Money make them do it cause of what you give to it. Power make them do it cause you told them to do it. Money make you fly, power never die. Don't know why money can be lost. Power never need an alibi. But the good in the champagne, power in my pride, power in my last name.
And if I don't know nothing,
you can feel the power. Even if the company was built from powder, girls tipping on the couch, women in the shower. Surround myself with kings, you can keep the cowards. Every time I reminisce, I'm repping different bitches. Blood is thicker than water, but BS is the thickest. Look, the chain around my neck, tell my life story. Born into the money, but will die for glory. Get ready for the takeover, that facelift and that makeover. That case that I break open, that great fifth like Beethoven. If you wanna get it poppin', I can be in the team. 34 in a rocket, cause Hakeem's the dream.
Get it? They don't get it.
Ooh, we're making moves. You only doing what my power lets you do. You see that money isn't everybody. When it come to power, can only be one case.
Said if I don't know nothing, I know this paper. Bigger than the world, stepping over skyscrapers. If I don't know nothing, one thing I know. Power over money, man, and that's just like if you know like I know.
Back on, they just made like their other picks. They had Darren Young going to Raw, Kalisto going to SmackDown, Sin Cara going to Raw. I think the Naomi to SmackDown. I forgot who was going to Raw, but Ascension going to SmackDown. Like I said, it's just a lot of craziness going on, but let's just talk about the main event.
Yeah, I mean, if she's somebody that's always.
The you know, SmackDown had, like, I think it was, like, about 7 or 8 matches they had tonight, I think. Well, I might say 7 because the Kane and Kevin Owens match didn't happen. So I think it was, like, about 7 or 2 matches that was supposed to happen but didn't. That's what it was. Jack Swagger is going to Raw. But, I think the overall of Raw last night, I'm going to talk about that. Overall Raw last night was, I don't know, it was kind of dull in a way. Because I think the problem was it was like too much talking as they was getting into that area, just like talk most of the time. And I think they only had like about 5 or, seems like it was like 5 or 6 matches they had last night, which is just like kind of sad. And it's just like, why would they, you know, go on that route for them to, I don't know, I'm just thinking they could have just had more matches than, you know, less talking and whatnot. But, anyway, yeah, SmackDown, they had like 7 matches, and with the main event with Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins, good, decent match. And you just thought that, you have, you know, the draft, you know, the, not draft is, but you will have like Stephanie, Mick Foley, Daniel Bryan, and Shane be out there, but they wasn't. So it did end up being like a 1-on-1. And the end, I guess the ending of it was a little bit of a surprise because they thought it would have kept on going maybe like a few more minutes. But just can't complain about the ending. So. That's just going on with that. But, Dean Ambrose retained. And it, like I said, it was a good match. And it's just going to be interesting. I think the pay per view is going to be more interesting, especially with, like, some of these people splitting up. And you thought, like, some of them may be in the, maybe the same class together. Like, well, it hasn't been like that. It's just been, they'd be like split up. So it's just been crazy. Although we're gonna go get off the wrestling subject, I think Hazel has like something to say with the concern of Maddie's memory.
Yeah, as many of you know, there was a whole incident that happened that ended up with the basketball tournament being canceled. But what the positive thing that has come out of it is the support that came out for Maddie's memory and what we do has just been astounding. We went from 2,906 likes yesterday morning to 2,972 likes as of this evening. That's where people have been sharing our posts about what was going on and, you know, showing us and rallying support around for us. I can't express how much that means to me, especially today. Today is the beginning of a very tough week for me and for AJ as well and Robert. So it's absolutely amazing to see so much support. So big thank you to everybody who supported us and backed us up. Thank you.
So, yeah, like all of that going on from, and it sucks, it's just involved with the wrestling drama that the fundraiser has nothing to do with wrestling, nothing at all, and they try to sabotage, you know, somebody else's name all in the process, which is just, it's just sad. It is low and it's like sad at the same time. But I'm sorry, it's just one of those things that, you know, It should have never got canceled, and nobody should never went that low just to get upset with me, or well, it's mainly me or anything else, but this is overall, it's just sad. Just like, do something else. Like, create your own time to do something else. Like, get a life. Do something with your life and do something else. So, has it increased yet?
Oh, 2,973.
28
away from
3,000. I'm hoping 28
people like the page over there.
I think you'll get there. Yeah, I really think you'll get there. But, sorry. But, like, for some of these, let's go back to the draft. Because some of these drafts is like, you think it could be either a positive or a negative. It's like, how are they going to be treated? Are they going to be treated like they're going to, you know, lower their standards, you know, because you know what the backstage politics, especially with Raw and this whole SmackDown, don't you get the. That was funny. Kind of a little bit of reunion they did with the primetime players for a bit. So they, as you know, both Darren Young and Tyus O'Neal still Raw. But like I was talking about, with like the backstage politics, is this going to help some of these guys for the future or not? So that's just going to be insane and crazy at the same time. Just thinking like where some people going to be placed. Like, are we going to end up having like, you know, like a world champion that, you know, you'll be surprised that being champion, or you. Someone you want to be champion. It's just one of those things that you just think of, like, is this going to be a good thing for some people or a bad thing for some people? But only time will tell. But we're going to keep on talking about the draft right after this.
Tell me, talk to Ren.
I'm right here, nigga. Release the hand.
What? I'm a nigga with an attitude, thanks to y'all. And I don't give a fuck, I keep it gangsta, y'all. I'm a vibe on my side in the CPT. God bless the memory of Eazy-E. If it wasn't for me, where the fuck you be? Rapping like the Treacherous Three, fucking cowards. I done seen Dre rocking parties for hours. And I done seen Ren fucking bitches from Howard. And I done seen Snoop give away an Eddie Bauer. So fuck Jerry Heller and them white superpowers.
This is shit niggas kill folks. They hit a villain, niggas spitting with them nigga flows. Fuck you hoes, fuck you bitch ass niggas too. Got something for your throat. These niggas wearing skirts like the Pope. Who them niggas that you love to get? Who them niggas that you fucking with? Love to yell that we the shit. The saga continues with the world's most dangerous group. Four deep in the coop.
I'm
the villain.
Smoke where I wanna smoke.
Fuck that.
I'm a joke who I wanna joke.
Fuck that.
I'ma ride where I wanna ride.
Fuck
Cause
that.
I'm a nigga for life, so I'm a nigga till I decide.
I'ma smoke where I wanna smoke.
Fuck that. I'm a joke who I wanna joke.
Fuck that.
I'ma ride where I wanna ride.
Fuck that.
I'm a nigga for life, so I'm a motherfucking nigga till I decide.
A pencil, a pen, or a Glock. I'm the original, subliminal, subterranean, titanium, criminal, minded, swift. D.R.E. with that fuck a bitch shit.
Fuck a bitch.
A couple of notes to get your hog tied and rope. Dope like tons of coke.
Cutthroat.
You don't want the pistols to whistle. Candy paint and parlor. I make hoes pop collars.
Goddamn hoes, here we go again. Fucking with Ren, playing to win.
He got the
coke in hand,
I got the
juice and gin. Same shit you was fucking with way back then.
What?
We keep it cracking from the acting to the jacking. G'd up, C'd up, motherfucker, blaze the weed up. We all on deck, fool, so put your heat up. I stay on deck, so man, don't get wet.
Look, my nigga, we can scatter like buckshot. Let's get together, make a record, why the fuck not?
Why the fuck not?
Why the fuck not?
Why the fuck not?
Cause I'm tight as the night I had the wife activator off the mic in 1985. We cause tragedy, erratically, systematically, in your house without a key. How fucked up that'd be. Gotta be near your anatomy, my form of flattery.
Assault and battery, cause we coming with that street mentality. Straight West Coast Rider Academy. Concrete, nigga, that's my reality.
We tend to bust on niggas that get mad at me.
Was it a bitch in the mix?
Well, it had to be.
Lying tricks, told them dicks that I had a key. Hoes make the world harder than it have to be.
Yeah, that's right.
I'ma smoke where I wanna smoke.
Fuck that.
I'ma joke who I wanna joke.
Fuck that.
I'ma ride where I wanna ride.
Fuck
cause
that.
I'm a nigga for life, so I'm a nigga till I decide.
I'ma smoke where I wanna smoke.
Fuck that.
I'ma joke who I wanna joke.
Fuck that.
I'ma ride where I wanna ride.
Fuck
cause
that.
I'm a nigga for life, so I'm a motherfucking nigga till I decide.
We'll be right back.
And we're back, and we just, like, been informed with, like, some of the draft picks. Although we missed some, but we're going to talk about Braun Strowman is going to Raw. So they're kind of separating the Wyatts after the pay-per-view. So this is interesting. SmackDown gets Breeze Dango. Oh, God, this should be interesting. Breeze Dango going to SmackDown. Let's see who's going to Raw next. Social Outcast. I bet they happy they finally got picked after a while of, you know, one. Wait. Oh, they separating them. Bo Dallas is going to Raw. Well, I guess the separation of Social Outcast is going to happen too. Who would have thought? I thought they was going, you know, go together, but I guess they're getting separated. SmackDown has Eva Marie. And I know some people that, like a big SmackDown fan, is kind of disappointed. And I know the people that like Raw will be like, yes, they didn't get her. They didn't get her. So she doesn't count as a call-up to NXT, just to let y'all know. So Raw, I guess, Shining Stars, which is Primo and Epico. They only had one match so far, and only thing you saw was these stupid promos that they had. So SmackDown gets the Vault Villains. So they're going with the tag teams. Speaking of the tag teams, the Dudley Boys are going to Raw as well. So that's one of the So that was some, you know, some of the picks that we probably was missing during, like, the break. I'm trying to think who else was, let's see. Okay, now they got the, repeating the draft and SmackDown. You got Dean Ambrose, AJ Styles, John Cena, Randy Orton, Bray Wyatt, Becky Lynch, The Miz with Maryse, Baron Corbin, America Alpha, Dolph Ziggler, Natalya, Alberto Del Rio, The Usos, Kane, Kalisto, Naomi, The Ascension, that's probably who I forgot to mention, Zack Ryder, Apollo Crews, and NXT picked up Alexa Bliss, Breeze Dango, as I mentioned, Eva Marie, and the Vonder Villains. So that's what's going on with SmackDown so far. So hopefully they, when they get the chance, when they show Raw, we will repeat that for you and let you guys know. Well, right now they're interviewing Shane McMahon and Daniel Bryan. So I guess, like, with, you know, with Shane Vision and Daniel Bryan, and, like, of course they're, like, the more popular than Stephanie McMahon, but Mick Foley is popular too, so that's going to bring some, like, you know, spice up to both shows, which I thought SmackDown was always an A show anyway, with the less politics and less drama compared to it is at Raw. So this will be interesting on how, you know, how it's going to go going forward. So probably whenever they get to, like, the Raw picks, we're going to talk about it.
Really young guy. PM on SmackDown. First of all, congratulations.
Yeah, welcome back.
Let's see. They're still repeating the SmackDown draft, so. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play some music, and whatever they do, we're just going to end up cutting the music off. So we'll be back.
Okay, we're back. So Alicia Fox is going to Raw. Apparently, this will be the final round of drafts that's getting picked. So Alicia Fox going to Monday Night Raw. Oh, wow. Eric Roman going to SmackDown. For him, he's actually like a powerhouse. So I guess at least, you know, Bray Wyatt has Eric Roman. So this should be interesting. So let's see who Raw gets. Dana Brooke. So she's going to stay with, along with Charlotte, to Raw. So, yep, Dana Brooke's going to Raw. So, let's see who's next for SmackDown.
Me, I want to go SmackDown.
Mojo Rawley.
No.
From NXT.
Hazel Jonesy.
So, mainly, he's going to, if everybody knows Mojo Rawley, a former football player, and plus he's been down at NXT, been a tag team with Zack Ryder, so I guess they're going to kind of bring that, the Hype Bros, kind of back together on the SmackDown roster. So it's going to be interesting to see this, how far this tag team is going to go. So Curtis Axel is going to Raw, so Social Outcast, I guess they ain't kind of not breaking apart just yet, so we'll see how this goes. So let's see who SmackDown. Oh, wow. SmackDown got Carmella from NXT. Huh? You think of the Caramello. So I didn't think she was going to get called up right away, but yeah, she's been called up. So there's something that we missed. Well, we'll try to let y'all hear what's something to talk. What they're talking about, because they got Mick Foley and Stephanie McMahon on the panel. Okay, now they're going to, now they put out Draft of the Raw. So you got Seth Rollins, Charlotte, Finn Balor, Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar, The New Day, Sami Zayn, Sasha Banks, Chris Jericho, Rusev with Lana, Kevin Owens, Enzo and Cass, Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson, The Big Show, Nia Jax, Neville, Cesaro, Sheamus, Golden Truth, Titus O'Neil, Paige, Darren Young with Bob Backlund, Sin Cara, Jack Swagger, The Dudley Boys, Summer Rae, that's probably what I missed, Mark Henry was another one I missed, Braun Strowman, Bo Dallas, Shining Stars, Alicia Fox, Dana Brooke, Curtis Axel. So where is Heath Slater going to go? Is that supposed to be the final one? Or are they probably going to do like a few more? And they're probably going to go from there, but more with them. So here you go.
Yeah, and I have to say, too, I'm incredibly disappointed we didn't get the American Alpha. I mean,
but you guys got Finn Balor.
about that. For you to draft him so high up, was that your plan all along? Like, you guys got him very early on.
Incredibly high on both of our lists.
One of those things where he may have been around a few spots later, but we wanted to make a move.
And that was just the first round statement by Raw with your picks. I mean, going with Charlotte and Finn Balor.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Well, let me ask you this. How much did this Sunday at Battleground, the WWE Championship match with the three former members of the Shield, how much did that situation play into your drafting Roman Reigns? Hey, look, I'm a Seth Rollins guy. I make no bug about that.
But it's good to play.
But go already.
Now you're switching up the stuff.
Okay.
I'm simply, it was coming down even yesterday before the draft when you had to announce who your general manager was going to be. Did you have a couple names you were considering? Did you go to Mick right away?
That came to my mind. And Mick and I go way back. And Mick was actually the original commissioner of Raw when I was actually coming up in our business. And he did such a phenomenal job that when this opportunity came about, Mick was the first name right at the top of my list.
Have you ever, over the years, had a sauce in your mouth at any time?
Actually, no. I got the stink face and various other things, but no.
But just ever saw.
Okay, I know we have like about a minute left, so we're just going to close it out with and they're doing the draft overall pick, so I'm trying to see if just really shocked that like they didn't do like more picks because Heath Slater has not been picked. And plus, I'm shocked with the Bailey rumors going on, which is just kind of, you know, surprising. Yeah, we're going to be out of time, so we're going to close it out here. So, from Hazel, this is our trail. Hopefully, y'all, after the pay-per-view, we're going to do a show to talk about the pay-per-view itself. So, tune in. Good night, everybody.